flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Having a weird debate in the group text. Maybe, Bob, I know you're going to be useless on this, and it's not a bad thing. Does McDonald's stop serving breakfast at 10:30
yes.
or 11?
10:30.
100%?
10:30. Yeah. 10:30.
Google it, because it says some stores are different. And I don't know how you're supposed to figure that out.
Is it like the ice cream machine? Like some stores are different, but they all just pick when it closes?
I guess a website, you could say, that tells you if your local McDonald's ice cream machine is working or not.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Because they're always busted. But no, 10:30 is because
I've been
to these places at 10:30 too, and they don't want to serve you an egg. It's like, well, we already put that away. I'm like, okay, fine.
You can't make a egg white? Can't make a large salad?
Apparently they can't.
Yeah,
I need the key. Where's the manager?
Yeah, so it's 10:30.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough.
But I mean, like that. I understand you need to make the flip over to lunch. I get all that. But if somebody rolls in at 10:30, they don't want a Big Mac.
I knew this was going to happen. 10:30 during the week, 11 on Sundays. It's 11.
Is it really?
It's 11 at the Broadway location in Missouri. I'm telling you, man. I've never been more. Like, unsure of something than McDonald's breakfast.
I've never been more sure of something than the 10:30 end time. Like, because I've seen it for years, it's been 10:30.
Okay.
Now if you got a rogue McDonald's owner that wants to stay open to 11 serving breakfast, more
power
to you.
Tell me where they are.
And let us know where you are. Yeah, exactly.
10:30 on DoorDash. Okay.
Because, I don't need a quarter pounder at 10:30. If I'm going to McDonald's at 10:30, I'm kind of wanting a breakfast burrito or an Egg McMuffin or a hash brown, right?
I'd just take all three. Back in the day, that was like $3.50.
And now it's that. Now it's like 350.
But calories.
Yes,
per one. Yeah.
Now it's 10:30.
Honest to God, and you better not lie to the man above. How many McDonald's hash browns could you honestly think you could put down in one setting?
What do you mean by comfortably?
Like comfortably in your mind, you think like obviously you'd be disgusted.
Yeah.
But like straight up honest, like somebody's like, gun to your head, how many hash browns could you eat from McDonald's in one setting?
I'm gonna say about 10, probably.
I'd say almost double that.
Really? Dude, I'm with Nathan, man.
Yeah.
Those things are so good.
They are. I mean, I'm just thinking about the salt, pepper, ketchup on there, the SPK you put on top, and the fancy McDonald's ketchup on that hash brown. Like,
I like when the paper sticks to it, because I know I've got a good one.
You got a good one. Yeah, it's hot and greasy.
After about two of those, you're just you're going to feel gross. The day's over. You need a nap. But yeah. I could put down
you think
a
you
good
can
number 20
of
them.
I think bet. 10 may be a stretch, but I mean, I don't want to try
I mean,
it,
the first five are just without a blink of an eye.
Like, you can comfortably eat 2 to 3 and feel fine, and then you start eating more probably. I'm like, all right, got to give this a pass.
Somebody says, you eat more than 3, you're having the Hershey squirts. We know what's happening. We're doing this to ourselves.
We know.
It's like when you play Andy Reid, you know you're about to lose.
Right.
By the way, 12 straight playoff wins for the Kansas City Chiefs. Or wait, yeah, I believe so.
Well, you got, what did you have, 3-4-2 so far?
So it's been 9. I know it's 9. At least 9. And if you go back, I'm trying to think.
Well, you got to go back to because
they lost to Tampa,
right?
In the Super Bowl, and they haven't lost since
in the playoffs. Yeah,
they had the Bengals AFC championship.
Yeah, Bengals AFC championship game was the last loss.
They played
right.
3-4. Yeah, it'd be a 9-game win.
Nine game win. 3-4-2. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So you win this one, it's 10 in a row.
Right.
You win this one, it's also 3 championships in a row.
That's right.
Andy Reid, we all know, was released by Philadelphia. Never in my life have I ever been more in love with the quote of one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right.
Right. So I understand that, like, if you want to take it from, like, you know, our point of view where it's like, well, Philadelphia just let him go. They divorced. It was ugly. There were also mistakes on Andy Reid's side in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He tried to put too much on his plate and take care of too much going on and realized it wasn't working out, and he had, you know, he was over here, he was over there, he was impatient, he wasn't patient, he didn't have clock management, but he needed to find a roster spot, needed to draft these guys, needed to, you know, look into the development of the players in college and who he's going to put on his team next year. Way too much.
Caused 14 years did all that. And that's why I say for these new head coaches, like, you got to delegate. Like, you were just a head coach. You were a figurehead of an organization. There's too much going on in the life of a head coach. And after 14 years, Andy Reid realized it. Like, he's a great case study for, you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks, as they like to say. Andy Reid is constantly reinventing himself. It would have been very easy for him to come here and say, I'm doing it all again. But he realized, I didn't have success when I was doing it all. How are we going to have success? Hire the right people. Let them do their jobs.
And I kind of have a minor Ned Yost, Andy Reid comparison. Because when Ned Yost was in Milwaukee, it ended bad. Mm-hmm. Like, he got him to the playoffs. He was in control. He was like, I'm doing this. And we all know Ned. He's a red ass.
Right.
Okay? There's no sugarcoating it. I know you guys are close, but he's a red ass.
No, I would say that too. And he would know that as well. Yeah. He's a lovable red ass, you know? You know, he's gotten less red over the years. But yeah, no, he was a hard ass. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, in Milwaukee, it just kind of started to slip away. And they got to the playoffs, but he couldn't stop. You know, he couldn't stop falling in love with J.J. Hardy. Like, that was his guy. He was like, this is going to be my guy. I don't care. He's in a leadoff. Kind of similar to Alcides Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he had other issues as well. Like, it started to have a riff in the clubhouse, comes to Kansas City. And for quite a little bit, he wasn't changing.
No.
And if you ask Ned what changed between 13 and 15, he would tell you that he started to lean into his bullpen coaches.
Yeah,
or his bench coaches.
Yep.
And let them kind of have their control. And he's like, you know what? I'll handle the bullpen. You guys handle the game and situational. And Rusty, you do your weird thing with the fungo bat and the bicycle. Dale, you do this over here. You know, Pedro, you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And a championship happened.
He leaned on his coaches. I mean, he will flat out. That will probably be the first thing that he says is that, you know, what changed? I leaned into my coaches and I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to trust the people around you. And he wasn't doing that in Milwaukee. Maybe Andy wasn't doing that for some time in Philly. Ned also will say that he, and this is important because I think Andy's done this as well. He adjusted to the player of today instead of making the player of today adjust to him. Because Ned had told me one time, he goes, I'm one guy, they're 25. Why am I going to make 25 guys try to do what I want? You know what? These are the players today. I'm going to do what they want. So they got to wear jeans and stuff like that, like not being in full suits. But he allowed the players to have more of an impact as well. That's evolving, man.
Yeah, that's what makes the team better. It makes people more, because you know you don't have to just report to one guy. Like, these guys might have their coach. These guys might have their coach. But when it's all said and done, you know who the dude is. And that's what Andy Reid is. And Andy Reid did that with Brett Veach. He did that with Clark Hunt. He did that with Mark Donovan. He's done that with every offensive coordinator that he's had. He lets Spags control what he controls. And then when it's, you know, time to everybody shut up and listen, then Andy Reid is the guy.
Right.
Then the red ass begins. And that's fine. It works. And it took the hiccups and the department of him in Philly to make it work. And I've said this 1,000 times, I've been on the show, and I did a lot in After Hours. Sometimes in life, you have to get broken into 1,000,000 pieces to build yourself back even stronger.
Yeah.
Andy Reid did that, came to Kansas City, learned quickly that he was still having a little bit of issues in the, of the past, got that resolved, and since he's had this sort of organization of 7 to 8 years with Mahomes and Veach and all these guys, it's been, you know, the good life. It's been, everything's been nice.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing Philly, you know, lose him is kind of one of those things in sports where you're like, damn, they had him and now this team has this.
Right.
And it's interesting because, you know, you bring up the question that, you know, is Philadelphia giving up on Andy the worst decision in sports history?
Do you think it is? I mean, the more that I look at it, and I know we're recency and locally biased, like the Babe Ruth trade paralyzed the Red Sox for 88 years or whatever the hell it was, right?
I think giving up is tough because I think, like we just explained, it was a mutual split. But also you could have like maybe tried to resolve it and you didn't. And you got to think like you might have a generational type of coach.
Yeah. The mutual split is always funny because it's always like, we think you should go. Yeah. I think I should go too. Right. Yeah.
You're fired. Well, I quit.
Yeah.
Well, we fired you first. No, you didn't.
Well, I'm going to go save face and I'm going to resign and I'm going to move on. However it went down. Right?
I also kind of put that up there with, you know, you have the Herschel Walker trade that you bring up, right? The 3-for-1. Is the Herschel Walker trade the same as the modern day Tyreek Hill trade?
No, there was much more for Herschel Walker. You got
Karlaftis McDuffie.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready to win a third title.
Yeah.
They got Irvin Smith and Aikman and they won three titles.
Yeah, and they won three titles. I mean, there were more players involved, you know? I mean, there were so many players involved in that Herschel Walker trade. Like, honest to God, as we sit here today, that's probably the last thing Jerry Jones has done right. And everybody criticized him for it when they traded Herschel Walker to the Minnesota Vikings. And he got all those draft picks back in return. They turned into those players that you just mentioned. And that was like in the early 90s. That probably is the last thing that Jerry Jones has done right as the owner, general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. I can't think of anything else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done a lot of good things lately. I mean, he's been honest.
Yeah.
He's been truthful.
Mm-hmm.
He's let people know about his past and, you know, where he's at now. And I'm sure that if I could find it, we could give you exactly what we mean by that. But that's right.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.